Hi, Mark Rabin here. My upcoming book, The Mistakes That Make Us. In the book, I share insights and strategies for cultivating a culture of learning, improvement, and innovation. A place where mistakes are embraced as opportunities for growth and punishment is recognized as counterproductive. To learn more about The Mistakes That Make Us, visit mistakesbook.com. Hi, everybody. It's Mark Rabin here. Welcome to episode 326 of Lean Blog Audio. This is a post from March 10th, 2023. It's titled Measures of Success, the paperback version, turns 4 years old. So March 11th was the fourth anniversary or birthday, I guess, of the paperback release of my previous book, Measures of Success, React Less, Lead Better, Improve More. I was running a limited time sale to celebrate. I'm still doing a sale. You can now order signed copies, two for $40, including U.S. postage. There is a link for that in the blog post and the show notes. You can go to leanblog.org/audio326. Now, you know, reflecting and looking back on the release of Measures of Success, I took an odd approach, perhaps, in that the ebook and the Kindle version were available first. It was August 2018. I wanted to test a hypothesis about people being willing to buy the book. I mean, once I saw ebook sales start coming in and getting positive feedback, I then, you know, as the publisher, made the investment in getting the paperback book created through a professional page design and layout process. By the way, the phrase self-publishing is a misnomer. My company is the publisher, but I certainly didn't do it myself. For my next book, and by the way, yesterday, here on March 30th, I finished the manuscript for that book, submitting it to the same company that's going to do some copy editing and page layout. So you can learn more about that at mistakesbook.com. So again, for that next book, The Mistakes That Make Us, my company is again the publisher, but the plan is to launch Kindle and paperback versions, maybe even a hardcover version for somebody who wants that, together at the same time. Probably the summer, early June, I'll keep you posted. But finishing up the manuscript, that was that feels good. That's a weight off my shoulders. So I'm excited that the book is moving along. That's been my main focus these past couple of months, finishing that book up. Now back to measures of success. I'm going to look, of course, at data and a chart. And being the publisher, I think better access to data through Amazon. Amazon to date has sold over 5,000 copies. That's across both formats, paperback and Kindle. It's almost 5,500. A relatively small number of books have been sold through other channels, including direct sales through me. So again, one advantage of being the publisher is I can see pretty much real-time data from both Amazon and Ingram Spark. Ingram Spark is a company that also prints some books, offers them for broader distribution through non-Amazon retailers. You know, for previous books, when I used a traditional publisher, I have to ask my former editor to run a report. And it's always, you know, they ship me a formal report every 6 months. The data is 6 months old. I like the real-time data of being the publisher. So to celebrate the book's birthday or anniversary and to celebrate, there was irony, I guess, related to the next book on mistakes and learning from mistakes. Irony of a small printing mistake on a newly updated cover version that I did. The subtitle almost runs off the edge of the cover. So again, you know, opportunity for me to practice being kind to myself over that mistake. As you know, as I'm encouraging people to do in the new book, The Mistakes That Make Us. On the mistake, the blog post originally said should be fixed. It has been fixed for future printing. So thanks to, you know, on-demand printing through Amazon and Ingram Spark, I don't have a garage full of slightly defective copies, and the interior of the book was unchanged and just fine. So had been running a limited edition sale. The limited edition copies with the little defect, those are gone, but I'm offering some fresh copies at a price of two for $40, including U.S. shipping, maybe buy one for you, one for a colleague, and you can talk about and hopefully use the book together at work. So, you know, 4 years in, or it's been more than that with the ebook version being out there for Measures of Success, I love, absolutely love hearing stories from people who've I mean, it's nice if people have read the book, of course, but it's better. I love it when I hear stories from people who have used the book personally, individually, or within their team or their organizations. So if you're willing to share something with me about that, you can contact me through my website or mark@markgraben.com is my email address. Share your story. If you need tips or help or advice, I'm happy to do that. I'd love to connect. And maybe you would like to take me up on this offer of the two for $40. You know, the book, okay, sorry for being so salesy. I'm going off the blog post script here. You know, the retail price is $39.99. It's a 260-page full-color book. I think there's a lot of value and helpful practical information there. Two for $40, I think, is a pretty good deal. So again, leanblog.org/audio326.